Okay, I'm just going to spend a couple of minutes talking about the boat sheds. And in particular, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the very last boat shed, which is the Melbourne University boat shed. I mean, what's really interesting about these boat sheds is how important they are to the culture of the river. These have been here a really long time, and they've ridden out the changes that have taken place in the river. I've got three kids who row, so I've spent a lot of my life standing on this river edge watching rowers. But the one at the end, which is really the one that I was going to just give you a bit of information about, is the Melbourne University boat shed. So it's the last in a row. These are really important structures. Some of them have been done by really significant architects. But the one at the end here, the little two-storey weatherboard building, built in 1909, it was. And it's the oldest rowing club in Australia. So it was Melbourne kind of hosts the oldest rowing club. And it's one of the very few original boathouses still in its original condition that exists, particularly in a central city. So it's a really, really important piece of heritage for Melbourne. It's really picturesque. It's really substantial. And yeah, as I say, it's quite a rare example of an early 20th century boat shed. In 2012, it was extended. So on the eastern side, the left-hand side, is an extension. So there was a little site left next door to it in the last in the line of the boat sheds. So it was extended by one of Melbourne's really skillful heritage architects. They do sort of heritage and contemporary, the way they approach heritage is in a way that I would call a companion building. So what they did was built this dark timber companion building to the white timber original building, and they've set it back. It's very discreet. It's quite polite. It gives the original building status. The original building's got a lovely little tower, so it sits back behind the tower and kind of doesn't interfere with the original building and doesn't interfere with the original building's relationship with the river, which is a very important kind of issue, because you can see the way the boathouses work. They just open up their lower levels and all of the sculls just get pulled out onto the river. We have a regatta in Melbourne called Henley, which is obviously designed to emulate Henley in London. And we've had it here since the turn of the century. And it used to be a place where everyone was out on the river in boats. In my view, it's a great little piece of contemporary intervention on a heritage building.